Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news everywhere, folks. Wow. James Edwards with me, thepoliticalcesspool.org, his website. This is the broadcast for December the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our two of two. And man, have we got a barn burner story for you. Ready, James?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, here it goes. The attack on conservatives, as you know, has been legendary. We've been kind of at the tip of the spear. They've been attacking us forever. But they really haven't attacked all conservatives equally. But now they're starting to. And the gloves are off from saying we're going to shut down Donald on Twitter after the inauguration of Joe Biden. He's going to be a normal citizen. To shutting down people's credit card transactions, to kicking people off of YouTube, to shadow banning, to we can go on and on and on and on of the abuses of big tech. But now it gets the worst I've ever seen. The American Family Association emails me and says, Sam, this is an urgent matter. I need your help. Recently, the credit card processing company that we, meaning American Family Association, have been using decided to stop processing donations for the American Family Association. They did this overnight in the first week of December without warning. There is no doubt that this was done because we are a Christian ministry and we take public stands on moral issues. Yes, we of course are pursuing legal redress for this regarding religious discrimination, but our attorneys have advised us not to name the offenders publicly at this point to not compromise the case. Rest assured, we will work on this, but for now, this has disrupted our donation processing at a very critical time. This abrupt cancellation is costing the ministry tens of thousands of dollars every single day. And that doesn't include the legal fees that we will incur while we fight this discrimination. What we're experiencing today is the most serious attack that AFA has ever faced since its inception over 40 years ago. We have found a different credit card processing company. That's good. However, the company that dropped us refuses to release the personal and credit card information of the new processing company. So here's what we're asking you to do, Sam. Please donate using the link below. If you could donate monthly, that would help tremendously. Without this step being completed, this discriminatory act will dry up our funds in the most critical time of the year. This is especially true if you're one of our faithful, they go on. Bottom line, though, they're openly now, blatantly using the credit card banking transaction system, whatever you want to call it, to flat out shut down even the most. And I don't want to say American Family Association aren't good people. They're wonderful people, but they're not near as hardcore as we might be considered. They're more mainstream. They have offices in Washington, D.C. They're considered, fairly mainstream Republican. They're Christian. The American Family Association gets shut down without explanation. I'm just telling you right now, they're going for broke, buddy.
You know, there's the old saying, misery loves company, and I guess that's kind of funny, but it's not entirely true. I don't like to see things like this happening to the American Family Association, but the fact of the matter is, the noose has been cast a lot more widely than it was 10 or 15 years ago, and it's tightening around anyone who is even a modicum right of center. And by that, I mean, if they have any traditionalist leanings, any sort of freedom-loving, patriotic interest, certainly if they're Christians, that's becoming increasingly clear. Christian groups are being targeted. But I ask, I appreciate the message. Hate to hear it. And I'm in total agreement with their plea. But I didn't see a lot of these organizations standing up when we were asking for similar relief. You know, it was so easy for the media and for these service providers and these platform providers to snipe at those of us who really told the unadulterated truth, and to smear us with this libel of racist and all of these names. And it, in fact, did create a rift between us and these people who are our natural allies, people at the American Family Association. Believe me, I have nothing but good things to say about them overall. It's a group, that's the group out of Tupelo, I believe, down here in Mississippi. And I think it's a fine organization, but they were able to do the old divide and conquer thing. They made some of us a lot more toxic, or appear to be a lot more toxic than we were. And a lot of these more mainstream groups like the AFA, well, hey, you know, right, we can't be associated with these so-called racists, you know, but they're, you know, they're going to get them, but, you know, they're not going to come after us because we're more represented, you know, we're more respectable and a little more mainstream. But now they are, and it's going to continue and continue and continue, and there is going to be no eat me last. I guess there will be one organization that's not completely pro-Marxist and pro-homosexual and pro-statist, and that will be eaten last. But yeah, everybody's getting the same treatment now. It was put into motion years ago, and it's a shame that we all didn't come together as true defenders of freedom of speech and freedom of association, and it didn't happen. And as a result, they've been picked off one by one, and I don't see the AFA having any success in getting that decision overturned or reinstated.
I find that interesting because it's so blatant, but what they're doing is they're striking at the money for these people. And so, you know, how do you fight back when you don't have any money? How do you fight back when you can't get donations, the life's blood of some of these nonprofits and some of these organizations that rely on donations, whether it be, you know, a talk show like yours, whether it be the American Family Association, whether it be somebody else like Dennis Prager on YouTube or whatever else. You know, how do we even fight back, and how do we get a redress of grievance in the courts, especially when you have no money? This is serious business. And if they're attacking the American Family Association, who won't they attack next?
Yeah, I tell you, if it's gotten so bad now that the American Family Association isn't fit for polite company, if they can't count on service providers to platform them and give them the opportunity to bring in money. I mean, this is a very basic traditional, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but it's nothing overly remarkable. I mean, these are Christians the way that any normal Christian would have been in our grandparents' day and age, for just to give you an example. I mean, it is a good organization. It's a fine organization, but in no way whatsoever, up until recent years when the lines continually are redrawn, would this be in any way a controversial organization. They're for the right to life. They stand against any so-called form of marriage that isn't ordained by God. I mean, they basically are biblical literalists, and they try to advance the cause that God laid out for Christians to champion. And if they're a bridge too far now, well, I mean, you know, Sam, and we have seen increasingly Republicans, I mean, elected Republican officials, I mean, the president of the United States was censored so harshly a couple of days ago. For a while, there was a couple of hours you couldn't even retweet what the president of the United States had tweeted because he was under such harsh restrictions. So, you know, it's gone from outliers like us to very mainstream Christian groups, all the way up to the president of the United States. If you stand up and you speak out against political correctness or cultural Marxism or any of the whims of the radical egalitarians in any way, it's happening to you too. And the whole thing about big tech being monopolies and needing to be busted up, and it's true, but it didn't happen, and we didn't get a loosening of the libel laws, and a lot of the stuff Trump said he was going to do, he wasn't able to do. And so here we are in the American Family Association. Welcome to our world.
They did this because we're a Christian ministry, there's no doubt, and we take moral stands, or public stands on moral issues. Yes, we're going to sue and do something about this. Do they have any hope in the courts, James? I mean, I appreciate
no,
they're going to sue.
Think so.
I agree they got to fight.
Look, I don't think Donald Trump
has literally proven that if they can attack the President of the United States, a sitting, duly elected, appropriately inaugurated president, they can do this to anyone, right?
Look, you now live in a day and age, Sam, where the sitting president of the United States can't even get a hearing in court, in the Supreme Court, much less
win a case. Hold on, nor can he use modern technology to deliver a message to the people.
Not without crazy restrictions, and these are restrictions being applied to him as he is the current occupant of the White House. Imagine, they're going to probably kick him off Twitter entirely. If he allows himself to be removed from the White House. But no, I don't think you're going to get any sort of relief from any court. When's the last time you heard of a conservative organization or a major conservative figure winning a real meaningful case in court? A real meaningful case in court where something was overturned that had widespread repercussions. I can't think of any major case that conservatives have won or a conservative figure or organization has won in decades, you know, maybe going back prior to the 1950s. I mean, a real groundbreaking type thing. Can't think of it. And I don't think that we're going to be forecasting any the way trends are right now until the people rise up. The people have got to rise up, and they're still too comfortable, too fat, dumb, and happy.
The question
It'll happen
becomes,
one day.
The question becomes, how do we rise up, and what's going to happen to Liberty Roundtable Live, huh?
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win. They lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I know this sounds negative, and we certainly don't mean it to be. I believe in America. I believe that this nation shall endure. I believe that the Christian cause is sacred and is of God, and I believe we, the Christians, will be here to meet our Lord when he returns. Okay, so let's not take this all negative, but we are talking about some perilous times we need to go through, James, is what we're talking about. But let's not let us lose hope in Christ. Lose faith in we the people. Americans have been in tough times before, and they can deal with this. We just don't have a lot of trust in solving it in Washington and or thinking that there's going to be a political solution. If you think you can go to 9 Supreme Court, you know, what, robed thugs and have them decide whether there's vote fraud in the country or not, when voting has been on the local precinct for generations, you've got another thing coming. So we're all misdirected is the point, and you know, they're going to really push for a change. the question is, will the people let them get away with it? And I think right now the people are too docile, and they will. But I think over time, more and more and more people will stand up when life gets uncomfortable. And I think that they're really moving us into another stage as we prepare for the Savior Jesus Christ to return. It's going to get hard. It's going to be a battle between God and Satan. And you know what? We got to decide who's on the Lord's side. Who is really the discussion almost, right?
Sam, that is exactly right, and it does have to come back and our focus be on the eternal and the spiritual and our faith in Christ. But by no means whatsoever should people be dejected in our long-term prospects. The ability for us to vote ourselves out of this mess has probably passed. I think almost certainly it has passed. It probably passed before Donald Trump as well. Electing one man as the president doesn't change the hundreds of traitors that you have in Congress and all the way down to your local levels. And there have been people in far worse shape than we Americans who have turned it around. I think actually one of the problems that Americans have is that we have not suffered enough. It's through suffering that you become hardened again and you're able to go out and be a man and be a leader and do things that will allow you to take back a country. The people in Russia, of course, who could have ever foreseen them turning it around, where if you were a dissident, if you spoke out against the regime, you were just killed where you stood, and that happened, and you were put into gulags and murdered and shipped away. The Soviet Union fell. Okay, it fractured, and that may be what happens here one day in the not too distant future. Maybe America fractures. It wouldn't bother me if that happened. I mean, how much do we really have in common with California? If California was no longer part of the United States, or if the freedom loving states, the red states, somehow left, whether it's through secession, which I don't see happening right now, but sometime in the future that happens, would you be less happy or more happy to be amongst your contemporaries? And that's really the only way a government can work, is if you have a people who are united. And the way you unite people is by having a homogenous group of people who share a common story and common values. We have now squabbling tribes of every nationality under the sun occupying the same living space and pretending to be a nation. That's not a nation. And we obviously haven't come together as a nation. So it'll get worse before it gets better. But I think that obviously in the end, the good guys are going to win. I say that as a Christian, and I just say that as a happy warrior. But in the meantime, it's like my pastor once said, somebody said, well, we gave our country away, didn't we? He said, I didn't give away anything. They took it from me kicking and screaming.
Amen.
This is what we have to do.
Reality check, ladies and gentlemen. That is the point.
And so that's what I think the president is doing here, in a way. Make it as messy, as painful, and as costly as possible. And I don't think that's necessarily sour grapes. I mean, if you're being wronged, and if you're having something stolen from you illegally, you fight to the bitter end, tooth and nail. Now, you asked before the break, what's going to happen to honest, dissident voices, Christ-centered media outlets like Liberty Roundtable, like this network, like my show? We're going to be, I think, our worst nightmare could happen. They could do at this point anything they want to us, and we're not going to have any sort of redress with our elected officials or with the courts or with the media. They could take away our social media. They could certainly continue to deplatform us. They could take away our domains, our servers. They could blow us off the internet. And we've seen increasingly, Sam, they are closing down not just your ability to process payments, as in the situation with the American Family Association, but actually taking away their bank accounts, literally taking away bank accounts, closing bank accounts if you are someone who at all bucks the prevailing tide that we now find ourselves swimming against.
But let me be very clear, and I don't want this. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting this. I'm not fomenting this. I'm not pushing for this. I'm not encouraging this in any way, but I'm highlighting a reality. You know, we talk about the balkanization of America. In other words, America dividing up. We talk about different states having different views, red state, blue state, divide everywhere. We talk about how it's because of COCO and everything else, it's not safe to travel from one state to another. We talk about different states not honoring other states' laws and rules regarding, your concealed carry permit or vaccination guidelines or rules. We talk about when you travel from state to state getting quarantined, and I can go on and on. But the reason that I bring this up is, you start literally denying people like the American Family Association and regular mainstream Christian groups the ability to charge credit cards or participate in modern-day commerce. You start locking down people's bank accounts. You start doing these. I'm telling you right now, the average Joe that seems asleep right now, you will wake up a sleeping giant like you have. You haven't understood it before. I'm telling you right now, and it will get to America. You think that we're beyond having trouble in America. You think the riots in the streets are bad now, and you think that the discord and the divisions and stuff like that are at an epic level because of the mainstream press. It's in the press for show now, but it's not in the average public. The average white man and black man can survive and be kind to one another and respectful and live life and say we're all here to do our best, and we can coexist to some degree. But you take away people's abilities to be comfortable. In other words, take away people's junk food, take away people's ability to watch TV, take away organizations' bank accounts. You will unleash a lion like you have never seen before. I'm not suggesting I want it. I'm just telling you that's what will happen. Because the second the American Family Association says we're just out of existence now, we can't get any funding or any money, we have no bank account, we have no... Okay, you will see something that will be shocking. And let me give you an example to make the point right now. A lot of people still have faith in their leaders because they believe Fox, they believe CNN. It's kind of the left and right paradigm deception of we're conservative, you're liberal, we're fighting amongst the Republicans and the Democrats. But once the American people really get the narrative that, hey, it's the thugs, meaning it's government bureaucrats that are above the law, the Hillary Clintons, the Barack Obamas of the world, against the rest of us, and they control banking, they control the discussion on climate change, and they can lock us down in any way they want to with a smile. All they got to do is say, oh my gosh, Coco morphed. We got a new Coco 22, baby, and you got to sit in your house and never leave, and we'll send you a check. You'll get a universal basic income, and don't you dare leave, and don't you go to church, and all these organizations are shut down to where you can't get any realistic news, and things are going to change in a hurry. But here's the hypocrisy that's leading it all, ladies and gentlemen. Headline, McConnell to senators. This is Mitch McConnell to senators. Don't challenge election result. It could lead to a terrible vote. What's going to happen when it's clear because they're forced to vote, the Senate rejecting Donald? Then what? The conservatives are going to realize they've been had and played for suckers for a long time. More so than ever before. And so every time these things happen, it creates greater divide and, in my opinion, opens up the dismantling of America. You can say that I'm crazy, but when Rush Limbaugh, the most conservative guys, he called himself one day a water boy for the Republican Party, when he openly says, I believe they're pushing for the next civil war, and when you literally have big tech companies openly censoring the modern president of the United States, and you have the courts laughing and saying, we're not even going to take on this discussion. You don't even have any standing. Get out of here. Go away. And when you have corruption with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all this stuff at this epic levels, the nation can't withstand this continued divide, this continued spiral down, separation everywhere. At some point, something will break and burst it to the next level. And it reminds me of the shot heard around the world. Who fired it? When did it happen? How did it happen? Why? You know, hey, that's a pretty vague discussion. Is the dismantling of America going to start that way too? And is it going to start the big old stone from a rolling down the hill and who can get in the way to stop it? Is that what we're talking about? I pray the answer is no, but I see the writing on the wall. When you create 96 things all to the breaking point, one of them will break at some point. How dumb am I, James?
You're not dumb at all, Sam, and I would say this to your point. If the trajectory that we are on is one that is going to end with Christians being not just deplatformed or not giving the ability to make a living or process payments or whatever, but absolutely jailed for so-called thought crimes or so-called hate speech, which will be to speak the message of Jesus Christ. That is increasingly defined as hate speech now.
All right, let's talk about global warming in that mix, because it's a coming, ladies and gentlemen. Are you one of those deniers, James?
I would have to say so.
Hang tight, brother. So.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California sheriff is fighting back against a judge's order to reduce Orange County's jail population by 50% because of COVID-19. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says he has no intention of releasing these very bad people.
I do not intend to comply with the order. We're going to appeal the order. In essence, we don't really have low-level offenders remaining in Orange County jail. We've already released all of them. So these are very serious offenders that we're looking at.
The order stems from an ACLU lawsuit filed on behalf of inmates. Arizona Republicans have set a historic precedent. Monday, they cast an alternate slate of electors, with state GOP chairwoman Kelly Ward taking charge. The Republican electors cast their 11 electoral votes for President Trump, in opposition to the official electoral votes cast the same day for Democrat Joe Biden. The nation's electoral votes will be opened at a joint meeting of Congress January 6, where they will be officially certified. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Rural America's weak healthcare infrastructure are making it much harder for vaccines to reach rural Americans against the coronavirus. John Henderson, the CEO of the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, says there's a lot of frustration and a lot of questions about why urban nurses are more valuable than rural nurses. The organization argued it could have worked around the distribution challenges, a minimum of 1,000 shots, and the extremely low temperature used to store the Pfizer vaccine. Carly Benton, executive director of the Mercy Ministries in Southeast Georgia, says there's just going to be a six-month delay to get the vaccines. End quote. The FDA said that there were 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy among Moderna's 30,000 trial participants, including 3 who got the vaccine. Pfizer's trial similarly had 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy out of some 43,000 participants. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes a temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in the face. USA Radio News.
All right, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, breaking it down. The American Family Association has their credit card processing company shut them off overnight. Yeah, mainstream Christians getting shut down. Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association, basically says, hey, we are pursuing legal redress for this overt discrimination because we're a Christian ministry and because we take a public stand on moral issues. I've told you they're coming for the Christians. Most folks ignored me. Now what do you say, ladies and gentlemen? But it gets worse. Because here's the next question, or the next headline and question that relates. The Federal Reserve, that's the big banking cartel in America, right? The Federal Reserve is joining a network of central banks and other financial regulators focused on conducting research and shaping policies to help prepare the financial system for the effects of climate change. In other words, Federal Reserve joins climate network to cheers of the left, writes the New York Times. Now you look at that and you can say, oh, no big deal. But the next headline says, should climate change deniers be prosecuted? Newsweek. James, they're fixing to prosecute you and me for just our thoughts that we don't believe in the global warming scam.
Well, this goes back to the American Family Association. If we are living in a society that is increasingly going to target people who don't march in lockstep to whatever the latest whim of the government and the media can be, then let it be divided, Sam. we'd be better off having a Christian constitutional collection of states than being drugged down the undertow with the Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, Los Angeles axis. I'm not an accelerationist. I have three children. Sam, you have eight.
Yeah, and grandchildren, too, I might add.
Yeah, I mean, once you add that, I mean, factor it all in. I mean, we don't want to see any sort of violence. We don't want to see any sort of discrimination. We don't want to see anything that will adversely affect our children's lives. But and so for that reason, I don't go out there and say, guys, get your guns, go out and do something stupid, go out and make a martyr of yourself, you know, so you can make it harder for all of us who are engaging in serious activism, which is what these lone wolf people do. But that there is certainly double standards out there that exist. While I would, of course, disavow and ask people not to engage in that sort of behavior, now's not the time for that. It is the time, though, if you're a member of the support group of the regime. You know, could you imagine if the people who donate to the American Family Association, for instance, just to give an example. Now, of course, these people wouldn't do that, nor should they. But imagine they get so upset about what you're talking about with the climate change. You're going to go to jail if you're a climate change denier. You know, they'd actually gotten off the climate change nonsense for a while.
Nope, they're back on it now with Joe, buddy.
Right. Well, they're getting back on it now. They had gotten off of it for a while. You know, they had COVID to latch on to because the climate change thing had been almost so thoroughly discredited. They needed a new ruse. And so they came up with the COVID hoax. But in any event, imagine that the people who stand to be targeted for not going along with all of this pseudoscience take to the streets. You know, could you imagine if they took to the streets? Now, what would happen? They would be instantly put down as rioters. They'd probably be shot where they stood, which is what should happen to rioters. But if you were a member of the support group of the regime, like a BLM, now what happened to BLM when they were burning down city after city after city? Completely coddled.
Nothing.
By the media. And they received, I saw today, this collection of so-called pro-BLM groups received over $10 billion in contribution. They received $10 billion coddled by the government, coddled by the media. That's what happens if you are a radical left-winger and you go out. Of course, if God-fearing people ever decided to do what our ancestors did, they'd be put down real quick and easy.
Now, Attorney General, that was back in the Loretta Lynch days or whatever. U.S. Attorney General, we may prosecute climate change deniers. So this isn't just a question or a whim. Now you could say, well, Sam, that was years ago. Oh, yeah? You think so? Well, what about when the Federal Reserve joins the climate network that cheers among the left? And what about a situation where Joe Biden's coming back in office? They're going to resurrect their agenda right where they left off.
But you know, what are you supposed to do about it? Okay, so you're going to, climate change denier. What are you supposed to do about it? Whether you believe in it or don't believe in it, what are you, Sam Bushman, or I, James Edwards, going to do? We're not going to live in a car. We're going to go live in a teepee. We're not going to drive. We're not going to run our air conditioning. I mean, what are we supposed to do about it? And what does our personal belief have to do in the resolution of this so-called crisis?
Well,
or
so
the
they probably won't arrest the masses that don't believe. Okay, they can't arrest everybody. And you know what? There's a significant group of people that don't believe in the climate change hoax. However, you know what? As storms get worse, because as we violate the commandments, this is the interesting thing. As we violate the commandments of God, the natural disasters happen. Okay, God's told us that He will punish us with all kinds of earthquakes and in diverse places and storms. And okay, we know that we get punished from God. So the more we deny God, the more equivalent of climate change starts to become reality, right? I mean, think of Noah, the flood. They would have been, hey, climate change is happening. And then when the flood came, they'd say, see, climate change is happening. See what I mean? And so what I mean is that wickedness of the people fills the narrative of the climate change defenders. And when we deny it, the problem is that it may not be the reason that they claim it is, but it is happening because of the wickedness of the people. Well, here's the overlap. They might not attack the average Joe who doesn't believe in climate change. And they may not even know whether the average Joe believes in climate change or not, but what they'll do is they'll attack folks like me and you if we speak out about it. So this is a freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, or freedom of conscience discussion, James. And the leaders will be attacked relentlessly to where they'll probably take us off the air and maybe arrest us if we don't shut up. Is that where it's going?
Yeah, I think your worst nightmare is where it could go. I mean, certainly there's no magical force field that protects America from these grotesque violations of human decency and dignity that we have seen, not just in third world countries, but throughout the Western world, Europe, Canada, Australia. You got these so-called hate crime laws and hate speech, hate thought laws, where you can be fined excessively or, in fact, sent to prison if you... Well, whatever they claim to be hate. Love is hate. Hate is love. If you say that a man should be married to a woman and that's the way God intended it to be, well, that's hate speech in some parts of the world. And there's nothing keeping that from manifesting itself here. I'm a little bit surprised, frankly, that it hasn't happened already. You certainly have these so-called hate crimes laws where... you know, they add enhancements and intensifiers to a crime committed by some people against other people, but they haven't yet criminalized speech or thought yet. But they have certainly made it punishable to where you are deplatformed and where you are restricted and you're thrown off social media and they can close bank accounts. And I mean, sure, Sam, they could do whatever they wanted to, but if they do it, it's going to be done with us kicking and screaming and fighting all the way. And we are fighting, ladies and gentlemen. We've been fighting here on this network. Sam's been doing it for 25 years. I've been doing it for 16 years in my own capacity. And together we've got a network here that certainly has stood the test of time, but also has gone after and been attacked probably as much, if not more, than any other media entity out there on the Christian right. So don't lead us to fight the wolves alone. Support us. They may get us in the end. They could always take us out, take us off the air, do whatever, and it may come to that. But if it does come to that, let it happen because we fought and we were defeated. Don't let it happen because we didn't have the support of the people we are out there fighting for and taking these spears and arrows for. So, ladies and gentlemen, at Christmas time, there's no better time, the spirit of goodwill and giving, to put Liberty Roundtable and Sam Bushman and the Liberty News Radio Network on your Christmas list. And I'd just like to ask you to go to LibertyRoundtable.com and make a contribution here at Christmas time. We are fighting very serious enemies with very real repercussions, and it looks as though the noose is tightening. We've seen it with the American Family Association. This is our reality day in, day out. You never know when the shoe's going to drop and you're going to face another attack that is going to limit your ability to fight effectively. We face that. What we don't need to face is lack of funding from the good people, again, that we're out there fighting for. We're fighting for you. We're not doing this in vain. We're not doing this because we like to do it so much. I mean, we do like to do it. It is an honor to serve a cause greater than yourself. But anyway, long story short, LibertyRoundtable.com, folks, support this network. This is one of the true entities, one of the real entities of truth that has been relentlessly attacked over the years in very high-profile ways. And I've never seen a bulldog with a bloody bone like Sam to go back and give it back to him in spades. And we got to continue to do that for as long as we can. You let them pick us off one by one, there's going to be nobody left.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting serious indeed, and I don't know, you know, where the shoe drops on this. And let me explain what I mean. I agree with James. I'm pretty bold and willing to take on attacks and willing to fight the fight, the good fight for Christianity and for God, family, country, for life, liberty, and property. But at some point, they can even take away my ability to broadcast, even though I don't have an owner that controls me. We do have a situation, though, where they control the internet and they control the money supply, ladies and gentlemen. Can we broadcast without either of those? I don't think so. So, you know what? The battle's on, and the question is, what do we do? Hang tight.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, 4 grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved 4 checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? to help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at mormon.org.
All right, looks like George Soros, ladies and gentlemen, invests $220 million to help realize racial equality. Yeah, the group will invest $150 million in grants for, quote, black-led racial justice groups. And another $70 million towards local grants for criminal justice reform and civical engagement, etc. George Soros is on a bender, James.
Well, you know, George Soros is the personification of evil on earth. But I'll tell you, if he isn't a guy who puts his money where his mouth is. Now, I don't know anybody that has that kind of money, but I know people, I know many millionaires. And I don't know any that, even relatively speaking, put it down the way that the left does. I mean, they will go all in with resources to advance their evil designs and let the chips fall where they may. Whereas, you know, here, good people scrapping around for, you know, $25, $10 contributions to keep the Lord's work going. We need our people. This is not an indictment. We survive off of these small contributions, as everyone knows. This is not an indictment against the people who give, and I know our audience is a good audience, but this is the so-called right or Christian conservatives or whomever. They don't give like that. Maybe they are just too fiscally conservative, and it's just anathema to even consider giving like that. But throughout the right, not just our supporters, but broadly speaking, you just don't see that. You don't see, I don't know of any of the organizations, I mean, millions, you know, millions and millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars just poured into this one endeavor to, in the wake of the whole, talk about hoaxes, it's been hoax on hoax on hoax this year, but the whole George Floyd thing, just in the wake of that media manufactured hoax, you've got the coffers being opened to the tune of billions of dollars to create these brand new black-led enterprises that, I mean, you're not even talking about supporting existing organizations and structures that were in place. Hundreds of millions of dollars since this summer to create new organizations that will go out and continue to champion the thoughts and designs of George Soros. Our people do not give like that. Everybody can do something. Everybody can give. Not everybody can be on the front line. Give what you can. It's not going to match Soros, but we can do a lot more with a little than they can do with a lot. But it's just sickening to see, Sam. You've got to meet the enemy on the battlefield and with equal relish, and our side just doesn't have that in them right now.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to talk about, so much to highlight. And we don't mean to be negative with this information. We do mean to be a little bit of a reality check on the American people. And we do mean to be a little bit cynical about how the liberals double down on their cause, whereas we don't really take our cause seriously. And really, it's a plea from we, the talk show hosts, on the radio, for Americans to take their culture, to take their society, to take their liberties, to take their hope and their Christian values seriously enough to get engaged enough to make a difference. If we don't, we will wish we had, is the point. So we don't mean to be negative. And we're not suggesting that America's done. What we're suggesting is we, the people, have got to make a big difference. I'll tell you who else is doing it. You'll be excited about this, James. You know, I've been one of the original podcasters. I mean, I was podcasting before folks even knew what the word meant, right? I've been streaming on the internet longer than almost anybody, right? Well, anyway, I bring this all up because now, of all people, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they have signed a multi-million dollar deal with Spotify to produce podcasts. Even Prince Harry and Meghan are getting into podcasting now. And they created what's called Archwell Audio. And their goal is, they say, to create content that uplifts and entertains audiences around the world. James, aren't you feeling better already?
Well, is any of that money going to flow your way, Sam? And
no.
Did we get included in that? Or
no. That's kind of my point, is that, folks, they're willing to put their money into podcasts. They're getting millions of dollars to tell their tale. Now, I'm not against them, per se. You know, maybe they'll create a great entertainment thing, and it'll be a lot of good and fun and, you know, whatever. My point is, whenever they want to throw down for their efforts, they do, whether it's George Soros funding the racial equality discussion, whether it's, you know, Spotify, who just hired Joe Rogan for, what, $100 million or whatever else, and now you got Meghan, and I wonder how much it cost to get Meghan and Prince Harry to do their deal and stuff. The terms aren't disclosed. But you look at this, and you go, can't we, the people, even put together a million Americans to put a dollar a day into something? No, can't do
it. No, see, that's the thing. I mean, it sounds like with the last 10 minutes, like millions of dollars just flying around all over the place. All you got to do is reach up and grab one. There's going to be $1 million for you to take. I mean, it is, if you are working against God and country, maybe it's a little bit easier to get it to redirect into your bank account. But, right, I mean, Sam, a million people, a dollar, half that many, $2. I mean, it can be done. It can be done collectively. But that's what we're talking about. It's, look, we are going to be okay. It's Christmas time. It's a time of hope. It's a time of community and coming together and being positive. And I do think in the end we're going to prevail. But look, the people who say it's all in God's hands, well, God wants you to stand up and fight. I don't know how many times God ever delivered a great victory to people who were just laying on their couch waiting for something good to happen. Did that ever happen?
I certainly agree that it's God's call and God can make it happen or not and stuff like that, but we need to do what God asks us to do if we want his blessings. It's that simple of a reality check, James.
That's what I was stabbing at. That's absolutely right. I mean, God isn't going to give you great victories if you don't have faith in him and go out under his banner and in his name and fight for the freedoms that he gave you, that we are allowing to be taken from us because of apathy and because it's more important to subscribe to Netflix. I mean, you know, think of what we could do with the $14.99 a month. Not we, and I don't want to make it personal. You pick your organization. It doesn't have to be Liberty News Radio Network. It doesn't have to be Sam Bushman or James Edwards. Pick an organization
that is doing the Lord's work. We're saying is you better mobilize is what we're telling you. Okay, and if you don't,
well, that's right. Because
I
tell you,
right now,
our enemies, are mobilizing. They're mobilizing in government. They're mobilizing in
philanthropy,
in the media. They're
business.
Mobilizing in the courts. Chamber of Commerce, 100% against us. They're mobilizing social media. They're mobilizing everywhere, and they're giving. We've got to do everything we can with the resources we've got. Obviously, I can't do any more. If Sam Bushman and I could take the message of this program and have a microphone as big as that of Rush Limbaugh or CNN or any of these others, this country turns overnight. If that many people had the message of truth, I think you could make some very
big gains.
Yeah,
because it isn't about Sam and James. It is about the message of truth. I believe the American people aren't able to be engaged and stand for what is right because they don't know. How many Americans know the American Family Association just got flat out shut down?
Exactly.
Even if you take the several million Christian contingent that pays attention to Focus on the Family consistently, and I'm sorry, American Family Association, and I'm one of them, by the way, but I would say that out of 330 million Americans, I bet you 10 million Americans don't know.
Oh, yeah. I'd say maybe a million have heard about this, and with American Family Association, along with Focus on the Family, being really two of the premier fundamentalist Christian institutions that we've got.
And so that's what we're saying. We're saying we have got to be able to tell the truth. And I don't know what President Trump's plan is. I don't know if he's going to start his own media company. I don't know if he's going to double down and join Newsmax. I don't know if he's going to start his own company, let it grow, and then merge with Newsmax. They're certainly positioning Newsmax to grow. But again, Newsmax, Chris Ruddy, that's the guy that donated big money to Hillary Clinton, James.
Yeah, I mean, certainly Newsmax is better than MSNBC, but Newsmax isn't a solution either. I mean, they're not going to suffer the indignity of being called a racist. And what I mean by that is, you know, forget what you think racist means. Racist just means anything you say. I wrote a book about this 10 years ago. It was prophetic, and it's twice as true today.
We do need an update on that book, though. We do need round two.
The 10-year anniversary edition. Basically, and I proved this in the book, anything that you say that they disagree with, they claim to be racist because they know that is the most potent slur, libel, or slander that they can affix to a person. And it's so effective. It has become so toxic and so radioactive. It's so effective. No matter what it is. I believe marriage should be between a man and a woman. What are you, a racist? You're a white supremacist? You're a bigot? You're a homophobe? You know, these terms.
You believe women all belong in the kitchen or in bed, don't you, James? The narrative just flows, doesn't it?
Well, they use these terms, and they know that they can make people instantly abandon the battlefield, and we have seen that all too often. And to get back to Newsmax, Newsmax is not going to be an entity that suffers any indignity such as that. Now, there are organizations and institutions and individuals out there who will and who have stood up to it. And you're talking to a couple of the people with some of the most experience I know right now on that particular topic. Newsmax, okay, it's better than most, but they will always trim their sails like most, even quasi-conservative establishment institutions to better cater to societal trends. And you'll see that out of Newsmax. As a matter of fact, I know this for a fact, we ran an ad with Newsmax for my book 10 years ago. This was a decade ago. We had a banner ad up on Newsmax. The press called them out for running an ad for my book. They immediately disavowed me and apologized and took down the ad. So that's how I know Newsmax isn't going to be somebody that's going to stand with you when the shooting starts.
And that's a sad tale because most folks are being thrown in the arms of Newsmax, and Newsmax is reporting at least temporarily, you know, the Trump side of the story, which makes you believe they're one of us and they'll really report True Blue. But it only goes so far, is the point.
Well, supporting Donald Trump is one thing, and you can still get away with that to an extent, but standing up against the false accusations of racism, that's really when the rubber meets the road. That's when you know you've got people with some backbone. And again, if anybody's ever read my book, it's a book that really should be in the hands of any even nominal conservative. And, you know, for Newsmax to have pulled that stunt even a decade ago when the noose of political correctness was not nearly as tight as it is now, they're not going to be people you can count on, I'm afraid, at the time of the battle.
And by the way, we're just calling it as we see it, ladies and gentlemen, but let's be very clear. Just like President Trump, we had our concerns about him and everything else, just like Newsmax, just like but when they do what's right, we'll give them credit. When they do what's wrong, we'll simply explain why we believe they're wrong.
Sure.
And we'll point out the correct direction. Okay, so we're not here to attack Newsmax. In so much that they do what is right, we will praise them and support them. And the more they do right, the more support they'll get. And so we need to think about it from a principled-based point of view. Okay, it's not about attacking somebody. It's not about opinions. In my mind, the critical component is we want people to tell the truth and do what's right. And when they do, we will support them completely. When they don't, though, we feel like we have to give you direction, support, clarity, hope, encouragement, guidance, whatever words fit here. That's what we want to do. James, 2 hours of incredible radio. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk soon.
Always the fastest 2 hours of my week, Sam. I know we'll talk to you this Saturday, but Merry Christmas to your entire audience. God bless y'all and Godspeed. It's always an honor to have a audience with you third Wednesday of every month here on Liberty Roundtable. Thank you,
guys. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I will be with James Edwards on his show this Saturday night. Going to be incredible 3 hours of broadcasting and Christmas festivities, if you will, combined with a lot of hard-hitting talk radio. How's that? ThePoliticalCesspool.org, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, proudly so. Thank you, James. Godspeed. We'll see you Saturday night. And to everyone, a Merry Christmas, and we love you. And celebrate the season. Run around and engage yourself in random acts of kindness. Will you please? We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will save America. Will you help? God save the Republic.